You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Ever had a bad day at the office? Or maybe you had an experience that totally changed your perspective? We've all been there, and that is why we have the Marketplace Quiz. It's our chance to talk with people in the spotlight about work, money, and the lessons they've learned. This week, an indie rock band stops by.
Hi, this is Taylor.
And this is Kelsey, and we're in Local Natives.
Kels, what is something everyone should own, no matter what the cost?
I think a dog.
I knew you were going to say dog. I don't even know why you thought for that long, why you pretended to think for that long.
I just got my dog, as you know, a year and a half ago, and I think I was talking to our bus driver about it.
I bet you were.
To Joe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he has a dog at home, and he's like, "There's this, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done in your life, you come home and that dog loves you so much." And
no matter who you've betrayed,
no
and
matter
wronged,
all the horrible things you've done in your life, horrible deeds. Right. That dog is going to love you.
That dog loves you.
And I think there's an emotional benefit to having that kind of companionship, that kind of unconditional love, you know, from an animal. So I think I definitely see the value in having a dog. What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
The hardest part about being a musician is the travel, but more specifically the health aspect of traveling. So people might actually know that or think that, like, it can be tough to live out of a suitcase or be city to city, but what's really hard is your schedule gets ultra turned around. So you finish a show, you know, you kind of go on at maybe 9:30, come off at 11, and then your endorphins are super high and spiked, so it takes a really long time to wind down, and you're going to have to eat a meal super late, so an ultra early bedtime is 2 a.m. You end up slipping till 3, maybe 4 a.m. going to sleep, and the sleep that you're getting is not great. So I think the biggest struggle about it is just staying really healthy, eating really well, getting regular sleep. Just simply that can be pretty tough.
Yeah. I find that you can't really sleep until the bus gets to the next city and it's stopped. So then you end up getting your best sleep from like 9 a.m. to like noon.
Well, that's horrible. I've been sleeping pretty well on this tour, so I don't even know how you're alive.
Oh yeah. So that's how it is for me.
If that's the case. That's truly horrendous.
Yep.
Kelsey, what is something you've bought but now completely regret buying?
I would say when I was a freshman in college, I spent $150 on a Ninja blending system thing. Uh-huh. And I had like no money and I never used it.
Yeah, but now you can just eat smoothies cheaply.
Maybe if I even knew where it was.
So you just bought it,
never used it, and then I can't even tell you where it is at this moment. So
that should carry over when on our last tour, the Hummingbird tour, we tried to buy a huge juicer. I mean, I was pushing the juicer push. And then nobody was really in charge of packing up and cleaning it up. So we lost vital pieces to it 3 times and we bought it 3 times over. So
that's a group regret. Okay, here's the last question, Taylor. What advice do you wish someone gave you when you started your career?
The advice I wish that I had received is to, I think, not hold on so tightly to every idea that you have along the way. And I think that could be creatively or it could be kind of in business and in business decisions or relationships as well. I think it's taken me a while and us as a band a while to learn that when you kind of more try to tap into a flow of what's working really well and move quickly, that tends to just make us feel a lot more productive and also just work from a really happy place. I think that's something that took quite a while to kind of learn, to try to be a little bit more nimble and move quickly.
Because I think, you know, ideas kind of show their worth over time. And I think if something's really worth it, they end up kind of rearing their heads later. So you don't have to, freak out as much trying to make something work.
Local Native's album Sunlit Youth is out now.